Anderson Uncensored.
Finding out something like that, to put on a face, to have to go in front of the world and put on a face and hide my pain. Who are you, or who am I to tell you how to cope?
Hi, you guys. CJ Pearson here. Welcome to CJ Pearson Uncensored. I hope you guys had an incredible 4th of July weekend, ate a whole lot of hot dogs, hamburgers, and just had the time of your life. I had a great weekend. It's just always great to just have some time to relax and just reflect on just how great this country is, especially when every single day you're confronted from the media, from the left, from all these people about how evil America is, how racist America is, how sexist America is. It's just so great to just have that time where, I don't know, just finally feel safe to be proud to be an American again. Like, it's weird to even think about that. Like, you have to feel there are periods of time where it's acceptable to be pro-American. Like, why is that not every day? Why is that not every week? Like, that is the reality in which we find ourselves in today. You just have these people who have made patriotism out to be something that we're supposed to be embarrassed of, something we're supposed to be ashamed of and apologize for. Like, damn, I love America so much. I should be just, what? It's absurd. It seriously is so absurd. And I think that what I did see this weekend, that I just saw so many people were just so unapologetically just pro-America. Like, I saw so many people, like, just posting on Instagram saying, you know, I love this country. If you have a problem with it, then leave. Like, that's really what it's come down. That's my attitude about it. It's like, you have all these people complain about America every single day, and I'm tired of those people. Like, if you truly have such a problem with America, then have some balls and leave. Because otherwise, it's just you talking. It's just you, you know, running your mouth, nothing to back it up. Because if you really, really did feel the way about America that you claim to feel, then you'd move different. You know, you get out of the country. You'd go to Cuba. You'd go to Venezuela, these countries that you romanticize so much. But you'll never do that. These people will never leave. This is the only home they know. It's going to be the only home they ever know. You know, even folks like Cori Bush, the congresswoman who tweeted this thing about how when people talk about freedom in America, they're not talking about freedom for everyone. They're talking about freedom for white people. No, Cori. People are talking about freedom. Freedom is for everybody, every man, every woman in this country. It's not about race. And only people like you who just have such boring and just insignificant lives are the only people who believe that and think that. People who are so bored with their own lives, their own livelihoods, that they just have to make every single thing about race every single day just to feel oppressed, just to feel something. They just make up some reason to feel like a victim. And so when they see the flag flying high, when they see people having a good time, going outside, hanging out with family, remembering, just rejoicing about how blessed they are, how they won the lottery to be an American, all they have to say is, well, America's racist. America's actually not free. Well, if America's not free, go try being black anywhere else. Go try being black in the Middle East. See how they treat you there. Try being a Christian in the Middle East. See how they treat you there, right? Or go try being a Muslim in China. But yeah, you don't hear folks like Cori Bush or AOC or any of these people on the left talking about the war on religious freedom happening in the Middle East. But America is the place that's not free, right? America is the place that we need to condemn. America is the place that we need to apologize for. It just simply really actually makes no sense at all. But this is the clown world in which we live, where all these things that don't make sense, every normal, sane thinking person acknowledges that that doesn't make any sense, but we're all forced to live in this world where we pretend as if it does. We're supposed to pretend as if it actually does make sense to stroke these people's egos so that we don't get canceled, so that we don't get, you know, canned, so we don't lose our jobs, our livelihoods, anything like that. We have to play this respectability politics game with people who have no respect whatsoever for anything this nation was founded upon. Guys, the game that they're playing, and if it's not obvious to you, is that these people actually hate America. Like, that's not actually hyperbole. And anyone who tries to pretend like, you're just being cavalier, you're exaggerating, you're being dramatic. Like, what about what these people are saying makes you think they love this country? What about what these people are saying makes you think they actually enjoy being in this country? What about what these people say every single day makes you think that they have a shred of patriotism within their being? Because I've never heard AOC say a good thing about this country. I've never heard folks like Congresswoman Cori Bush say a good thing about this country. All I hear from them is all the failings of America. You don't hear them talking about how America has literally fought for freedom in foreign lands so that people can have a chance, just a chance, to be as free as we are in this country. You don't talk about the millions upon millions of dollars we give in foreign aid to countries. But I thought America was evil. I thought America was only out for itself. I thought America was selfish. See, the thing about all of this, the thing about the left, is that once you actually start to dig into these issues and really just dig deep into all of these issues at hand, you just realize that none of this is actually based on anything. You know, when the left talks about America being this evil country, it's not actually based on anything at all. It's just them talking. It's all they know how to do. It's all that they do. And so I guess it's a little bit too much to expect anything more, anything different. So I just don't do that anymore. But it's whatever. It really is whatever, because I know that I love this country. All of you love this country. If you didn't love this country, I doubt you'd be listening to this podcast. People who don't love this country spend their days listening to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC or, I don't know, tweeting about how badly they are oppressed. But people that love this country, well, they listen to CJ Pearson Uncensored, right? So I know, thankfully, I'm in good company on that front. But guys, it's just exhausting. It's like if literally every day you wake up in the morning feeling as if you are an oppressed human being, that is such a depressing way to live. Literally, such a depressing way to live. Do better, be better, and just actually grow up. Literally just grow up. That's all it takes. Just grow up. Well, guys, speaking of oppressed, you know, one person who actually probably, you know, typically, if she was a liberal, but maybe this is indicative of the fact that maybe she isn't, who could say, I guess, that she was oppressed, is an Olympian, Sha'Carri Richardson, who was recently sidelined after it was found that she smoked a little doobie, rolled a blunt at the death of her mother. And I have some thoughts about that. There's been some opinions on both sides of this issue that I really want to address, and we'll dive into that right after the break. Welcome back, guys. So by now, everyone has probably, you know, seen this story on TV. It's been everywhere about this Olympian track runner, Sha'Carri Richardson, who was sidelined after failing a drug test by the IOC. I believe it's the World Doping, Anti-Doping Organization, whatever, because she failed a marijuana test. She took a drug test. I guess it was random. And then marijuana was found in her system. Now, of course, this death or this failed drug test comes after the death of her mother, which she talked about in a recent interview on the Today Show, which I'm going to roll that clip right here.
Boy, just I want to take responsibility for my actions. I know what I did. I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm allowed not to do. And I still made that decision. But not making an excuse or looking for any empathy in my case, but just, however, being in that position of my life, finding out something like that, something that I would say is probably one of the biggest things that have impacted me positively and negatively in my life when it comes to dealing with the relationship I have with my mother. So that definitely was a very heavy topic on me, and people don't understand what it's like to have to. Our people do. We all have our different struggles. We all have our different things we deal with. But to put on a face, to have to go in front of the world and put on a face and hide my pain, who are you or who am I to tell you how to cope when you're dealing with a pain or you're dealing with a struggle that you've never experienced before or that you've never thought you would have to deal with? Like, who am I to tell you how to cope? Who am I to tell you that you're wrong for hurting?
Yeah, so what you guys hear there is, you know, basically she's like, you know, I know what I did. I know what I did was against the rules. I'm not asking for sympathy. I'm not asking for anyone to feel bad for me. I messed up, period. I think that takes a lot of maturity from someone, especially someone her age. Like, she's super young. And it's just, you know, and we were talking about it earlier on the show, like, there's just such an urge by so many people everywhere just to be a victim today. And for her to say, like, yeah, like, I'm going through some stuff. Like, I'm hurting right now, and that's why I did what I did. But it doesn't excuse it. It doesn't make it okay. It doesn't make it right. I did it. And it is what it is. And so I've got to say I respect that a lot. But what I don't respect, and this has nothing to do with her, it's about the Olympic Committee. How in the hell have we gotten to this point in our country where literal men can play women's sports, but yet you can't smoke weed, right? Like, you can literally be a man competing as a woman in any Olympic sport, and that's acceptable. That's okay. That's scientifically just, I guess, normal, right? But for some reason, when it comes down to being, I guess, like taking or smoking weed, which isn't even performance enhancing. Like, I would get if it was like something that was performance enhancing, but it's marijuana. If anything, it's a depressant, right? But that's the thing that costs Miss Richardson her ability to compete in the Olympics. You know, like, if like, again, like, I'm, like, saying, like, what she did, like, I'm not going to sit here and endorse drug use, condone it, whatever. I don't care. Like, yeah, I really don't care. I don't, that to me is, like, actually the least important part of this story. And I feel as if I probably wouldn't even be as passionate about my defense of her if this literally didn't come after the Olympic Committee literally allowing, like, a man to compete as a woman in the weightlifting competition. Because, like, it's just, it's so dumb and so silly for us to literally come through and say that, like, hey, we're going to let actual men compete in these sports, but we're not going to let Shikari, because she decided to smoke a little weed, do the same. It's just sickening. It really is sickening. Like, we are devolving as a society, and I hope Shikari brings it up. I really hope she brings it up. Because I really hope she brings it up. Watch what they say then. Watch what they say then. I can't wait to see what they have to say. Because, boy, they're going to rack their brains on that one. You know, what's also interesting about this entire situation is that I saw a lot of Republicans defending her. I saw, you know, Matt Gaetz doing it. I saw Donald Trump Jr. doing it. But you know who did it? Joe Biden. He hit him with that rules or rules BS that I saw. And by the way, like, that is actually the most tired thing I've ever, like, guys, rules are not rules. Okay, seriously, some rules are just stupid. Like, people who go through life just with that mentality, rules are rules, are the people that literally get, like, just used and abused. Because, guys, like, slavery used to be a rule. I'm not comparing or equating it to, but, like, guys, like, slavery used to be a rule. Segregation used to be a rule. Like, there are dumb traffic rules that should not exist, that people should actively go out and try to change. Just because something, as of now, is a rule doesn't mean that, like, oh, well, we should defend it just because it's already in the rule book. We just defend it reflexively because it's a rule. Now, some things are stupid. Let's just call it stupid. Let's just acknowledge that as the case, and let's just move on. This was really stupid. Guys, it is not a performance-enhancing drug. She didn't hurt nobody but herself. Who cares? Really, honestly, who cares? She wants to smoke weed. How does that hurt you? How does that hurt me? Because I'm not going to pretend like I actually care. I don't. My heart hurts for her because she worked so hard to get to the point where she was. And she's going to have that taken away from her as you have a bunch of men with literal penises competing as women in the Olympics this year. And that's the thing that we should all really be outraged about. I'll see you guys right after the break. Welcome back, guys. Well, like I said, I hope you guys had a great, great 4th of July. I'll be back at you with another episode actually this week. So you were knocking out two this week, which I'm super excited about. You're going to be hearing from my producer once again, Rob, who I missed on this episode. He'll be back joining us right here on CJ Pearson Uncensored. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. You can listen to us on all platforms, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, we're there. See you soon. Hey guys, CJ Pearson here. Join us right here on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts for the same hard-hitting truth, because we'll never stop fighting for you. Right here on CJ Pearson Uncensored.
CJ Pearson Uncensored, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.